Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you too. If you remember, last week we read the story when Alma the Younger repented. King Mosiah made Alma the leader of the church in Zarahemla. Alma then chose other men to help teach the Nephites. Alma and King Mosiah worried because unbelievers were making church members suffer because of their beliefs. Alma had a son named Alma. Alma the Younger did not believe the teachings of his father and became a wicked man. Alma the Younger and the four sons of King Mosiah fought against the church. They persuaded many people to leave the church and become wicked. Alma prayed that his son would learn the truth and repent. Alma the Younger and the sons of King Mosiah continued trying to destroy the church. One day, an angel appeared to them. The angel spoke in a loud voice that shook the ground. The five young men were so frightened that they fell down. At first, they could not understand what the angel was saying. The angel had come in answer to the prayers of church members. The angel asked Alma the Younger why he was fighting against the church. The ground shook as the angel told Alma the Younger to stop trying to destroy the church. Alma the Younger and the sons of Mosiah fell down again. They had seen an angel, and they knew the power of God had shaken the ground. Alma the Younger was so astonished that he could not speak. He became so weak that he could not even move his hands. The sons of Mosiah carried Alma the Younger to his father and told him all that had happened to them. Alma was happy. He knew that God had answered his prayers. Alma, along with other church leaders, fasted and prayed and asked God to help Alma the Younger become strong again. After 2 days and nights, Alma the Younger was able to speak and move. He told the people he had repented of his sins and God had forgiven him. He taught that everyone must become righteous in order to enter God's kingdom. He also told of the great pain he had suffered because of his sins. Alma the Younger was happy because he had repented and God had forgiven him. He knew God loved him. They tried to undo the wrong they had done. They explained the scriptures to the people and taught them about Jesus Christ. God blessed Alma the Younger and the sons of Mosiah as they taught the gospel. Many people listened to them and believed.
I hope they call me on a mission when I have grown a foot or two.
children at home, please turn to Book of Mormon Stories in Chapter 19, The Sons of Mosiah Become Missionaries, and read along with us.
Mosiah had four sons, Ammon, Aaron, Omnar, and Himni. They were with Alma the younger when an angel appeared to him.
The sons of Mosiah had repented of their sins and were sorry for the trouble they had caused. They knew the gospel was true, and they wanted to teach it to others.
Mosiah's sons each refused to be king. Instead, they wanted to be missionaries to the Lamanites and share the blessings of the gospel with them.
King Mosiah prayed to know if he should let his sons go.
God told him to let them go, and they would be protected. Many Lamanites would believe their message.
Mosiah's sons went to teach the Lamanites. They fasted and prayed that they would be good missionaries.
Okay, so let's do a little review here. Who appeared to Ammon, Aaron, Omner, and Himni, as well as Alma the Younger? Ooh, lots of hands. All right, Mason.
An angel of the Lord.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them. Okay, so what did the sons of Mosiah want to do after they repented of their sins? After they had seen the angel and they repented. Yes, Mason.
They wanted to become missionaries.
They wanted to become missionaries. Why did they want to become missionaries? Yeah, Caitlin.
Because they knew the gospel was true and they wanted the church to become stronger. So they want to become missionaries.
Okay. That's an excellent answer. Thank you. Why else did they want to become missionaries? Yeah.
So they can share the blessings of the gospel with the Lamanites.
Excellent.
And other people that didn't believe in the church.
They really wanted to be missionaries so that they could share the gospel with everybody. So what did King Mosiah do after his sons refused to be king? After they said, no, we don't want to be king, we want to be missionaries. Yeah, Daniel.
He fasted and prayed, and he wanted God to tell him if he should let them go.
Okay, so he fasted and prayed, asked Heavenly Father. Wonderful. Caitlin.
He prayed to Heavenly Father and asked them if he should let them go on their mission. And eventually Heavenly Father said yes, because many people will believe the teachings that they're going to tell.
Excellent. Wonderful. Anders.
King Mosiah prayed and he wanted to know if his sons would go, if it was okay for them to go or not.
Okay. So who did the sons of Mosiah want to teach? Who did they want to go and teach? Yeah.
Lamanites.
The Lamanites. Why did they want to teach the Lamanites? Anders.
So they could get them into the church because they believed in Heavenly Father and Jesus Christ and the church.
Excellent. They wanted to share their testimonies so that they could bring them into the church. Wonderful. Caitlin.
They probably wanted to preach the Lamanites because they don't know about the gospel. Well, maybe they do, but they don't want to follow it. And maybe they want to get some of the Lamanites to be a member of the church.
Excellent. I think that's a wonderful idea.
I want to be a missionary now. I don't want to wait until I'm grown. I want to share the gospel while I'm young, for I have a testimony of my own. I want to tell my friends about our church and the happiness it brings to me. I'll tell them how the gospel has restored, tell them how the Book of Mormon came to be. Then I can be a missionary now. I don't have to wait until I'm grown. I'll live each day the best that I know how, and they'll see I have a testimony of my own, a testimony of my very own.
Wonderful. All right, children at home, please turn to Book of Mormon Stories, chapter 20, page 54, Alma and Nehor, and read along with us.
Before King Mosiah died, the Nephites chose judges to lead them.
Alma the Younger became the first chief judge. He also was the leader of the church.
A large, strong man named Nehor began teaching lies. He said everyone would be saved whether they were good or bad. Many people believed Nehor.
Nehor preached against God's church, but a righteous man named Gideon defended it.
Nehor argued with Gideon, but Gideon spoke with the words of God.
Nehor became angry and drew his sword and killed Gideon.
Nehor was taken to Alma to be judged. Nehor boldly defended himself.
But Alma said Nehor was guilty because he had taught the people to be wicked and had killed Gideon.
Alma said Nehor had to be punished for killing Gideon. According to the law, Nehor must die.
Nehor was taken to a nearby hill and put to death. Before he died, he said everything he had taught was wrong.
But many people still believed Nehor's evil teachings.
The righteous people continued obeying the commandments and did not complain even when Nehor's followers hurt them.
Okay. All right, so before King Mosiah died, the Nephites chose judges to lead them. So who did they choose to be their first chief judge? Camille.
Alma.
Okay. And a large, strong man named Nehor began to do what? What did he begin to do? Yeah, Anders.
Teach lies.
Mason, what did Nehor begin to do?
Teach lies and said they could be bad or good if they would be saved no matter what.
Okay, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that, with somebody teaching that you could be bad or good, it doesn't matter, and you'll be saved? Why is that wrong? Yeah, Camille.
That isn't true.
It isn't true? How come?
Because if we're bad, we don't deserve to be saved.
Okay, so you're right. We need to repent, right, to be able to be saved if we're bad. We need to correct our mistakes. Okay, so I think that's what Nehor was telling people, is they could be bad and they didn't even have to repent. They didn't even have to correct their mistakes, and then they would be saved, which we all know is not true. So what did Gideon do? Who can tell me what Gideon did? Yeah, Camille.
He was standing up to the gospel and telling him to stop saying the lies.
Okay, so he stood up for what was right. Excellent. Anders.
And he was defending the church.
He was defending the church.
He was standing up for the church, and he was also defending it so that the church can still stay on the earth.
Okay. Wonderful. Daniel.
He was telling Nehor to not be bad and tell people lies.
Okay. Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, Anders.
Gideon spoke with the words of God.
He spoke with the words of God. Wonderful. And then what happened? What happened after he stood up for what he believed in? Yeah, Camille.
Nehor killed Gideon.
Okay. And were there consequences for that?
Yep.
Okay, what happened to that? Yeah, Caitlin.
Nehor got killed. He was put to death.
He was put to death. So he was judged and put to death. All right. Mason, what happened after Gideon stood up for what he believed in?
Well, Nehor didn't believe him, and he was so angry at him. So he just pulled out his sword and killed him.
Okay. And what did Nehor do right before he was put to death? What did he say? Yeah, Camille.
He said that all of his teachings were wrong, but people still believed.
People still believed his teachings, even though he said they were wrong. So we know what bad teachings can do. Children at home, please turn to Book of Mormon Stories, Chapter 21, The Amlicites.
Amlici was a clever, wicked man who wanted to be the king of the Nephites. He had many followers.
The righteous Nephites did not want Amlici to be their king. They knew he wanted to destroy God's church.
The Nephites gathered in various groups to decide if Amlici should be king. Most of the people voted against Amlici, and he did not become king.
Amlici and his followers became angry. They left the Nephites, made Amlici their king, and called themselves Amlicites. Amlici ordered them to fight the Nephites.
The Amalekites attacked, and the Nephites, who were led by Alma and strengthened by the Lord, killed many of them. The rest of the Amalekites ran away.
Alma sent spies to watch the Amalekites. The spies saw them join a large army of Lamanites and attack the Nephites living near Zarahemla.
The Nephites prayed, and God helped them again. They killed many soldiers of the Lamanite-Amalekite army.
Alma and Amalekite fought each other with swords. Alma prayed that his life would be spared, and God gave him the strength to kill Amalekite.
The Nephites chased the Lamanites and Amalekites into the wilderness. Many of the wounded died there and were eaten by wild animals.
Like the Lamanites, the Amalekites marked themselves with red, which fulfilled a prophecy. The Amalekites had separated themselves from the blessings of the gospel.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. So, who wanted to be the king? Yes, Daniel.
Amalekite
wanted to be the king. And was he a good man or a bad man? Yeah, Anders.
He was wicked.
He was a wicked man. So what did the Nephites do? Caitlin?
They didn't let him be king.
So they voted against him? They decided not to let him be king? How come they didn't want him to be king?
Because he would stop God's church.
Okay. Well, excellent. Why did they not want him to be king, Daniel?
They gathered in large various groups, and they decided they didn't want him to be king because he would vote against God's church and not let anyone go to church.
So then what happened? What happened when they decided not to let him be king? Yes, Anders.
Amalekite and his followers left the Nephites, and they called Amalekite their king, and they called themselves Amalekites. And then they fought against the Nephites, but the Nephites won.
Okay, the Nephites won. What did the Nephites do that helped them to win each time? Let's start over here with Mason.
They prayed to the Lord to give them strength.
Okay, and were their prayers answered?
Yeah.
They were. I want to hear it in each of your own words. What did the Nephites do to help them win against the Amalekites? Yeah, Camille.
They prayed and God strengthened them so they could kill many, and the rest ran away.
Okay, excellent. Daniel?
They had faith that their prayers would be answered.
They had faith that their prayers would be answered. Why is that important to have faith that our prayers will be answered? Go ahead, Daniel.
So that if you don't have faith, then you really are just saying the prayer doesn't really need to be answered.
Okay,
or
excellent.
Fine without it.
Thank you. And what did the Amalekites do? Yeah, Caitlin.
They fought.
All right. Who did the Amalekites join? Yeah, Anders.
The Lamanites.
And what did they do? What did they paint their faces with? Yeah,
red.
Caitlin. With red. That was something that was a fulfillment of a prophecy. These are wonderful things. What do we learn from this lesson here? What do we learn from the Nephites? Yeah, Daniel.
To always have faith in your prayers and to stand up for what you think is right.
Excellent. Wonderful. Caitlin, what do we learn from this lesson?
When you pray, to have faith and know that what you're praying is the right thing.
Okay. So have faith and believe and know that what you're praying is the right thing. Wonderful. Anders, what did you learn from this lesson?
That you should always have faith in your prayers and in Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father. And if you pray, He can strengthen you and help you throughout your life.
Excellent. Thank you very much. What did you learn from this lesson?
That it's good to follow the gospel and...
That's good enough right there. It's good to follow the gospel. It's very true. Mason, what did you learn from this lesson?
That we need to have faith in Jesus, and if we pray, we'll be able to accomplish hard things.
I think that's a wonderful thing to learn from it. I know that if we're having a difficult time or if we have any trials, if we pray, that our prayers will be answered. And if we have faith, just like you all have said, if you have faith in Jesus Christ and Heavenly Father, your prayers will be answered.
Tells to me are about
history. Long ago, their fathers came from far across the sea. In the land, if they live righteously, Lamanites met others who were seeking liberty. And the land soon welcomed all who wanted to be free. Book of Mormon stories say that we must brothers be. In the land, if we live righteously.
Alma was rebellious and he fought against the right. Then one day an angel came to turn him to the light. Struck before his brethren, Alma learned humility. Then he taught in the land righteously.
What is your favorite Book of Mormon story? Can you share that with me? Anders, what's your favorite Book of Mormon story?
I like it when Ammon chops up all the arms.
That's my favorite. Okay. That's my favorite story.
That's your favorite one, too? Yes, Caitlin.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's when Alma said that a seed is planted in someone's heart, and then, like a seed, it starts to grow of their testimony.
Okay,
I can't remember
excellent.
What it's called.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, Mason.
When Nephi in the golden plates and the boat.
All right. So the golden plates and building the ship, and that's a wonderful part of the Book of Mormon. That's one of my favorite parts as well. Excellent. Camille, what's your favorite part of the Book of Mormon?
I have a lot, but I don't know which one to do.
It's tough to choose sometimes. That's true. You could say the whole Book of Mormon's your favorite.
We'll
let you go with that.
That's my favorite.
Okay.
The whole Book of Mormon.
Wonderful.
My favorite scripture story is when Ammon was going on his mission to the Lamanites, and he helped this king with his sheep, and one day these robbers came to take the sheep, and other people were scared, and so they ran off, and Ammon protected the sheep, and each time the robbers came, he chopped off all the arms and took them to the king,
And the king was amazed, and he asked, "Are you God?" And he said, "No, I am not."
Excellent. That's one of my favorites as well. Another one of my favorite scripture stories in the Book of Mormon is when Jesus came and visited everybody in the Americas right after his death in Jerusalem. He came over to the Americas and visited the people there. And one of my favorite parts of that story is that he called all the little children to him. And some of them are really, really little. Some of them were your age. Some of them might have been a little older. But they were all about your age. And they all... He called all of the little children to him, and he blessed them. And that tells me that he loves each and every one of us. Each and every one of you, definitely. But he knows each and every one of us and loves us. And that is one of my favorite stories. Thank you so much for being with us. Children here in our studio audience and our home audience, remember to share your experiences you have had and the stories we have read today with your parents, brothers and sisters, and/or your friends. We have learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us, and I hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read Chapter 22, Alma's Mission to Ammonihah.
See you next week! Online.